My name is Bertie Bartholomew, and born in Ningen but raised on Oxley Station, and lived there most of my life. The marshes was my playground, but the how can I explain it? Did a lot of walking, seen a lot of wildlife. Wildlife was second to none to what it is today. And back in the 60s, in the dry times, I noticed that there was a lot of ibis and cranes up in the trees, and the trees were white with their dun, and it just thousands and thousands of birds back then. But when the floods come, there was even more, and it was good to see. And you ride out on horses, and you go riding through the lakes, and there'd be swan's nest and other birds, ibis, and nesting everywhere, and unbelievable. And ibis eating grasshoppers in their thousands. We used to get the winter floods. We don't get them now since they put the dam in. And so that's a bit of a sorry sight. When we do get the big floods and the dams fall and they can't control the water, that's when we get the big water, and that's when a lot of wildlife comes flying back. And years ago, when I was a kid, I remember watching the swans that they'd fly down towards Wellington late in the afternoon, and particularly at night, they'd fly down there because they knew that those rains were coming. And when you see them coming back the other way, they knew that the floods were coming, and that was a good sight. And we used to see swans swimming up and down the Macquarie River, and we'd see the musk ducks. We don't see the musk ducks no more. And before the dam was put in, we used to, the water in the river was crystal clear, and used to get the green slime getting caught on the logs in the water, and it used to go for 20, 30 yards. I actually went over to the Macquarie River the other day. Being on the river, just the atmosphere of the river flowing, and the ducks, and just the quietness, and just hearing the birds is unbelievable. It just brings you back, reminds you of home, and it makes you feel relaxed and comfortable. That's how I find the river. As far as Aboriginal sites, is second to none, with the carving of the trees and the artifacts that's on the ground and still on the ground today, and with all the Aboriginal artifacts that have been ploughed up over the years, and the Aboriginal sites that's been disturbed, but the stones that are still there today and the sites that are still there is second to none. But it's all through the Macquarie marshes, and very widespread, and a lot of Aboriginal scarred trees, and the scarred trees represent food, and to from as a map, as a from Aboriginal communities go from one site to another site, so they use them as a mile peg to go from one camp to another. I started looking for Aboriginal sites when I was about 6, 7, honestly. And why I did it, I don't know. And then I just went looking for artifacts, and I went looking at trees, and then I started looking at the big picture. When I see a scarred tree, and I walk up to a scarred tree, and you look around and you say, oh, there's a lake over there. So that must mean that scarred tree, when you look, stand in front of the scar, means that there's a food chain there. And that's to show Aboriginal people where they find food, and that's how they did. And back in those days, there was a lot of salt bush around. So it was very easy for Aboriginal people to get close to kangaroos and get their food, and goannas and emus and emu eggs as well. We should be looking after it more. I know with the national parks that we don't have a lot of people going in there disturbing, and I think that's why there's no quad bikes or motor vehicles not as allowed in there because of run over little lizards and all that. And on private land, I think a lot of property owners should start looking at their own backyard and start looking after their own wildlife that they got there, like little birds, goannas and whatever. The Aboriginal knowledge and the history of the Aboriginal people need to be preserved. And a lot of these sites and scar trees need to be preserved badly. Now, because of Barama, because people will be able to come out here and they'll be able to see it, they're going to walk away with a complete different outcome. And they're going to be more for looking after the environment in the Macquarie Marshes. And it's going to be a big eye-opener, I think. And the Macquarie Marshes is a very significant area for everyone. And I think everyone should experience. I think everyone should not only come out to Barama and look at what's here, as well as stay here overnight to see what's here. You can hear the crickets, you can hear the frogs. If you're near the water, you can hear the frogs and kangaroos that have come up as well, and snakes. And just seeing little lizards crawling up a tree, getting a fly or two, and just all of those little things, and looking over the landscape and just seeing what's there, like, it's unbelievable.